Hey guys, it's Alini and I'm back with another podcast. I know that it's been about 2 months since I've done a podcast and I'm sorry I've been having technical difficulties with Podomatic, but I'm working with them to address the issue and soon I hope I'm able to upload this podcast so that you guys can hear it. Also, I'm still gonna do the contest. I don't know what the rules will be, but if you have any suggestions, I would appreciate it. It's for 2 gift cards to an online sex store where you can purchase things from there. They're sponsoring it. But I have an email and it's from a young man and his name is Laurent. He's 30 years old and he's from Tanzania. I want to know about anal sex, how safe it is, and how good it is comparing to normal sex. And how can I start inserting my dick into my girl's anal easily not to hurt her? Thanks much. Okay, well, Lauren, I would first tell you to revert to my anal sex podcast that I did a couple of months back. It gives you some tips. But in this one, I'll be a little more vivid in taking you through the steps. So, the first step into having pleasurable anal sex for you and her is to have a conversation about it. Because the last thing you want to do is say you guys are having sex and then you just put your dick in her ass and it hurts. And when you pull your dick out, it's not so clean. So you want to sit her down and have a conversation with her about it and let her know sexually what you would like to do. And hopefully she'll be open-minded to it and you guys can work together as a team to get it done. Now, step two would be for you to start opening her up anally. Start opening her asshole up. By doing that, it'll be easier when you guys start to have anal sex. What I mean by that is when you guys are having sex, regular sex, take a finger and just rub the opening of her asshole. Don't stick a finger in. Nothing. Just rub it. That will help her, you know, get used to having something being there. You know, because some people will freak out as soon as they see that you have anything close to their asshole. You know, it's not very common, okay? Just because it's in porn doesn't mean that everyone does it. And to a lot of people, they don't find it enjoyable. Step three would be to buy an enema. You can either get a disposable enema or you can get the reusable ones where it's for an enema. You can use it as a douche. It comes with all these neat attachments. And the reason why you need to get that is because you want her asshole to be clean. That is the most turn off disgusting sight to see that you just got finished or you are in the midst of fucking her in her ass and you pull your dick out and it has shit on it. I'm sorry to be so visual with it, but that's the truth. You don't want to pull out a shitty dick. You don't want to pull out a shitty finger. So with her using the enema, what it's going to do is it's going to clean her insides. When she gets filled up with the water, because you use water to do this, she's going to need to do this a couple of times before you guys have anal sex. So say you guys are going to do it. Make sure that she has done the enema before, okay? So that's another step. Make sure that you sit there with her. You say, look, let's do it this day. And when you say, let's do it this day, make sure that she has a complete day in advance to clean herself out, all right? Plan. You gotta plan it. And I know that, you know, sex is best when it's spontaneous, but not this. Especially with it being her first time with it and your first time with it. Also, you may want to start investing in lubrication. It doesn't matter how juicy her pussy gets, you can never lubricate her asshole enough. Because it's tighter, things only go out. Nothing goes in there. So you want to make sure that it's completely lubed up and make sure she's comfortable. Then you need to make sure that you have her in a position where it'll be easy for insertion. Meaning, you want to make sure that she's in a way where your dick can go in easily without causing her much pain and you. Because anal sex can hurt you as well. So you need to be careful. Now, another step, which is just safe sex. Use a condom, okay? Because say if you want to have anal sex with her and then you're done with the anal sex and you want to just fuck her. You don't want to put your dick in her pussy after you fucked her in her ass. You don't want to do that. So you need to clean it. Meaning, use a condom. Use safe sex anyway in general. But in this instance, you're going to really need to do that because you can take bacteria from her anal and it can go vaginally in her. And then it could also go into you, the bacteria from having anal sex. Yes, anal sex is pleasurable. It can be very pleasurable when it's done right, when you follow, you know, the instructions that I gave you. The position that will be best for you to have anal sex with her is going to be doggy style. For the simple fact that she'll be more calm, you'll be more so in control, and you'll have no choice but to take it slowly. Once it's in there, in that position, right, it's gonna feel weird. To her, to you, it's gonna feel good if you do it right. To her, it's gonna feel weird and it may hurt. Do not start pounding away at her asshole like she's a porn star that has a gaping fucking ass you can stick your whole fist in. Be very gentle, okay? This is like virginity number 2. So you need to take your time, inch by inch, slowly push your dick in so that she will be comfortable, okay? If she says that it hurts, then you need to stop. Now, before you do anal sex, what I would suggest, I don't know if you do eat pussy, but if you do, I would say eat her pussy. While you're eating her pussy, you finger her asshole with one finger. Then you can use 2, 3, as many, I would say just 3. Because while you're eating her pussy, she's going to be focused on that. And it may feel good to her when you start fingering her asshole. Also, do not be afraid to toss the salad. And when I mean toss the salad, I mean lick her asshole. And I know you're probably like, oh, that's gross, that's disgusting, I would never do something like that. Listen, if you're thinking about having anal sex with her, you might as well just go all the way. Right? With you licking her ass, tossing her salad, that's what, you know, Americans say. It's going to allow her anal muscles to relax and open up. And once you'll be able to know and you'll feel that her muscles are relaxing, stick a finger in while you're licking and you'll be able to feel from the inside that her muscles are relaxing. So I hope this helped, okay? And let me know how it went. I would like to know. Send me an email letting me know what you thought and if you guys tried it and if you guys, you know, did a good job. Hey, listen to this podcast with her. So that she knows, look, I'm trying to research this. I really want to do this. And I love you. Me and your partners. And this is what I want. So I hope it helps. All right. So remember, 1, sit down with her and plan it out. Plan. 2, buy an enema, either a disposable one or a reusable one. I would choose the reusables because it comes with all these neat attachments. Okay. And it's a douche as well. 3, doesn't matter how wet her pussy is. You're going to need a lubrication. Make sure that it's a water-based lubrication. Don't get oil-based lubrications because they tend to stay and cause a mess. They stain furniture, they stain sheets, they stain pillows and mattresses, and she could also be allergic. Water-based ones are best for people who don't know they may be allergic. 3, take your time, okay? Start teasing her asshole and get it open slowly but surely. 4, plan ahead. Okay, give her like a day in advance so that she can prepare her asshole for all of the stuff that you guys are gonna do. 5, use a condom. Use a condom. Okay, I'm sure that they should give free ones out in Tanzania, right? I don't really know because that's kind of by Africa, so I don't really know. But hey, use a condom because you do not want to cross-contaminate, okay? You don't want to take your dick from out of her ass and put it in her pussy. You want it to be clean, safe sex. 6, practice safe sex in general. Just in general. Because you don't know what people have. They can have all types of diseases and you don't want them. So practice safe sex, okay? Then 7, make sure that you have her in a doggy style position for the first time that you guys have anal sex, okay? 8, you want to take your time when you're putting your dick in her. Take it slow, inch by inch, and communicate with her to let her know, do you want me to stop? Does it hurt? You know, do you want me to go a little slower? 9, do not ram her ass as if she's a porn star, because she isn't, and her asshole is not a gate, okay? You want to take your time with her while you are having anal sex. This should be an experience that you want to enjoy forever, and you want to do multiple times. So don't fuck it up, and then she'll be scared to want to do it with you anymore, and then you're asked out. No pun intended. You won't be able to have anal sex with her anymore. And number 10, tease her asshole. Listen. If you want to fuck her in the ass, be willing to do whatever you need to do to make her comfortable and to open her ass up, which means you lick her asshole. When you're licking her asshole, you can stick a finger in there, and hopefully you'll be able to feel her muscles relax and you'll be able to put your dick in easily. Now, a bonus is while you're fucking her in the ass, reach forward and play with her pussy. Don't stick your fingers in her pussy. Play with her clit. Okay, because first couple of times, she may not be stimulated by anal sex. You are, but she may not be. And you want her to be stimulated too while you're doing it. Okay, pace yourself and everything will work out fine.